Shane Ritchie is in.
Hey!
Starring in Scrooge of the Liverpool Empire at the moment. Sold out houses, I'm hearing.
Well, there's a few seats left. I'd like to say it was sold out. Only a few, though.
We'll go over those details a little later. Now, not many people know this, but me and you have known each other for quite a while. And in 1996...
This is our 10th year anniversary.
It is. You? Co-presented an award-winning radio programme together.
Yes, and I get asked many times why don't I go back on the radio, but all you got to do is spend 10 minutes with Rick and you'll realise why I'd never want to do radio. Sitting there with donuts all down the front of his...
carrot sticks.
Oh, look, he says they're carrots, folks.
Carrot sticks.
How many carrots do you know that are covered in sugar?
Apples.
Toffee apples. Yeah, they're apples. My name's Judith Chalmers.
Now, listen, I've got a question for you. If you get it right, then we give you a present.
Okay, go on.
Okay? The question is, who devised the TV game show that you hosted for many years called Win, Lose, or Draw?
You know I know that because I did that question 10 years ago.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
You don't remember?
No.
Are you nicking all my old material from years ago?
Well, I always have done.
Well, it was, of course, Burt Reynolds.
It was.
Hey!
Hollywood superstar Burt Reynolds. Mm. So now you can have your present, okay? Because we know how much you miss doing radio, and especially as you miss doing radio with me. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Shane Ritchie. Radio City. 96.7.
You've got your own Radio City jingle there.
Is that more? Right? That's fantastic.
Now, and Goz is with you, and Goz is the unsung hero of everything Shane, so he doesn't feel left out.
Goz the Geezer. Radio City 96.7.
Oh, you've made an old man very happy. Look at him now. Look at the wheelchair nearly tipping over and everything. Oh, bless him.
Obviously we know about the Alfie and the EastEnders stuff.
Oh,
and
of course,
still doing really well off the crest of a wave from that. And now you've left and now you're doing Alfie and you've got TV
Scrooge,
stuff
not Alfie.
That's what I meant.
Finished Alfie.
Scrooge, sorry. You've got TV movies coming up and you've got a date in Hollywood coming up and all that sort of stuff. Yeah?
That's been a good interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Hello. Well, listen, welcome back to the show. Give me a quick time check. It's 24 minutes past five. The traffic is looking good. If you're stuck in traffic, enjoy yourself because I've kicked Rick out. This is Shane Ritchie live on the radio and now live on the air. I am through to, let's hope this lady could win our competition. And it's Maria Davies from Hellwood. Is that you, Maria?
Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
How are you? What are you wearing?
I'm all in black.
Hey, see? The lady in black from Hellwood. I've kept all your letters. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Now listen, darling, there's a chance, right, you could win around about 18 and a half grand right now.
Brilliant.
And I've got to be honest, I'm feeling lucky. I come to Liverpool. Now listen, firstly, I want to apologise to all the Everton supporters and the Liverpool supporters because you were beaten both by London teams last night.
Oh, never mind.
I'm apologising on behalf of all Chelsea and Charlton fans, all right? But while I'm here, I support Liverpool and Everton. Just let you know that now, okay?
Oh, that's good.
But Maria, so are you married?
No, I'm single.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you leaving Hellwood? Okay, right.
I'd love to leave Hellwood and win the money, I will.
Would you really? And what would you like to do with the money if you won it?
No, actually, I'm going half with my friend Karen McGovern from Hale.
Oh, Karen, is she there with you?
Yes, the witch.
I know I've heard about her. She's known as Karen the Witch from Hellwood, isn't she?
Oh, do you know?
Right, you know, I hear about her. I'm only travels around the country.
Well,
I've
texted a few times.
Listen, I've attracted some right witches in my time, but none worse than Karen from Hellwood. Let me tell you that right, darling. So, listen, if you won the money, you're going to go where? Where do you fancy going on holiday?
I go to Australia.
Why Australia?
Because I've always fancied to go there, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any particular, is it the Australian men you like?
I like the accent.
Dino's
got a sexy accent.
Listen up, miss. I'm talking here, Maria. Do you like it when I talk like this?
Yeah,
do you like it like this? Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
Secret slam.
Oh, darling. But listen, at least we've got to talk and, you know, give the kids
my
love.
We had a little chat. Can I just say hello to some...
Yeah, go on then, darling. Who do you want to say hello to?
Hello to all the girls from Holly's Row Playgroup in Halewood.
They're all ladies in the playgroup. Oh, I'll give them my love as well, won't you?
And hello to Joycey Chavez, Mary Jenkinson and Kevin.
Yeah, right, you're going over the top now, love, all right? Okay, right, you've not won them. Had you won, you could have said hello to everybody, but you haven't.
Yeah, you would have all been my friends then, wouldn't you?
I know, me certainly. I won't be coming around now, as you well know. Cheers, Maria! Cheers, Maria, take care, darling.
Bye. Radio City 96.7. He's still here, we couldn't get rid of him. Shane Ritchie is here.
Oh, man, I can't believe you ain't playing it. Big guy, though.
Your number one single. You did Top of the Pops, didn't you?
I did, you know that. It was very funny. But it's absolutely true, right? I turned up for Top of the Pops, and I was filming EastEnders at the time. And Outkast with Hey Ya.
Yeah.
were on. And they didn't get to number one because it was a battle between myself and Will Young. His singles out at the same time. And he had this entourage with him, about 30 people. Who did I have? Silly Nut sitting next to me, Goz. And Nana Moon decided to come with me as well. I really felt like a pop star. Right?
I tell you what, though, because I was abroad, I was living in Dubai, I only came back sort of 9 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You were in Eastie's. And what you don't realise, I don't think, or maybe you do, but just how watched it is worldwide, not just the UK.
Well, I didn't realise, funny enough, till I was recently. Well, I mean, I've been to Dubai, I've seen you out there, and I've been, obviously, Europe. But I was in Los Angeles. Must have been in the summer. I was going out there for a week. We had some meetings out there. But of course, you know, you get the meetings out of the way in a day, then you spend it 6 days sitting on your backside eating lots of food. And the amount of Americans that were coming up. Yeah, going, oh, my God, are you really Alfie Moon? Oh, my, can I hug you? Yeah, and that's the fellas.
They like the hugs, yeah.
But it was really strange. And also New York as well was strange, being recognized. Hey, how you doing, big guy? Come and give me a hug, you know? And that's the ladies.
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird.
Well, I didn't realize, but you're quite big with Dubai royalty.
Yeah, oh, my God.
It's true. This is a true story. Right, I told this to someone the other week, and they were laughing their pants off. But basically, I did the Auto Car Awards out in Dubai,
right,
and I was hosting it with Murray Walker, who's a big hero of mine.
Yeah.
But anyway, we did the judging for the Auto Car Awards, mm-hmm, and Sheikh Maktoum was there, the guy who now runs the A1 Grand Prix.
All right.
Sheikh Maktoum, and I overhear him talking to Murray Walker during lunch, whilst he was having cake with the Sheikh.
Okay.
So he says to me, so I overhear the conversation. The conversation's going along the lines of, oh, Murray, I'm a very big fan of UK. I've studied in London for my degree, and my favourite television programme is EastEnders. And as soon as he says that, my ears prick up, so I'm straight over there. He goes, my favourite character, Alfie, he makes me laugh.
And he's loaded, isn't he?
I am invincible.
Is he loaded?
He's loaded, yeah.
I'll send a check, there my shaky friend.
Right, we're going to talk some more in just a second. We're going to get some showbiz news out of the way. Here's Becky with VIP.
Pay attention. Everything that's entertaining. VIP. Radio City 96.7.
Now, we like to come up with ideas here on the show, and we've just come up with an amazing concept for a TV show.
Yeah, so, well, you know, there's enough of these reality shows. Celebrity Love Island. I'm tired of the word celebrity, and I think we put all these Z-list celebrities on the island together, and they all sleep in one big room, right? And one of them has thrush. And you're laughing now, but let me tell you something. You're laughing now. And at the end of it, whoever's got the thrush has got to give it to as many celebrities as possible, wins $1 million. I would gladly pass.
It's like the adult version of Pass the Parcel.
Right. Right. Or one of them is a serial killer.
There you go.
Even you've got better.
Not which celebrity's been voted off. Which one's been murdered.
Exactly. But I think the thrush one will work.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk to someone Granada about that.
Yeah, I think so. We'll phone action time.
Yep.
There you go.
Radio City 96.7. Radio City traffic update with BGR Bloomer personal injury solicitors.
Right, let's get the final update.
Oh, it's 10-2. Nearly 10-2, everyone. Is there still traffic out there?
It is.
Are you doing the traffic again?
Yeah, it's very busy.
Oh, okay, you just take over.
Go on,
it's very busy. Okay, the 4B bypass is still closed southbound at Innes Road outside the Wellblundell pub due to a nasty crash. It is causing chaos in the area. All surrounding roads are gridlocked. McGull, Crosby, Little Crosby, Thornton, and there's pretty much no way to get around it unless you go via Switch Island.
You've got to go round.
Stationary traffic on the M56 westbound at Junction 12 Runcorn due to the LA crash involving
four vehicles.
They've been moved to the hard shoulder, but they're blocking lane one and causing massive queues. They're affecting the traffic on Clifton Road, Sutton Weaver. They're at a standstill.
Now you've lost your Liverpool exit all of a sudden, didn't you?
A49.
Hi, how are you? There is a pile up. Everybody just please move to the side of the road. Well, I will bring you all a flask of fine coffee.
Shut up.
What happened to her accent?
Now
all of a sudden you've gone scouse.
Do the
traffic again.
A49 is busy at Nusford Road in Warrington. M62 is heavy as you come off the rocket at Edge Lane.
Oh,
and they're very busy on the Western Bronx Expressway as you head out of Runcorn at the A5.
Runcorn. Oh, you make Runcorn sound sexy. You do Runcorn.
Give us a call if you have any other information.
Okay,
it's 0151-472-6868.
Give Claire a round of applause.
Oh, she's great.
You're the girl. With interruptions all the way through.
She's doing it topless, folks, at 10 to 6. It's golf.
Shane Ritchie's been in with us on the home
day.
Run.
Oh, happy day. 17:53 in the city of Liverpool. And what a beautiful evening it is. And we're at the top of the tower looking out over the city. I might say, it's fantastic. It really is a beautiful sight.
Well, thank you very much.
I'm serious. I'm still, I'm walking around and, you know, it's beautiful. A lot of building work's going on, but it's a very sexy city.
You're on stage tonight, 7:30?
Yes, I've got to go soon because I've got to get, you know, being that I'm only 30, la-la, and the character I'm playing...
Sorry.
Shut your face. The character I'm playing is obviously a 70-year-old man, and
I think it's amazing.
I have not finished. It wasn't a full stop or a pause there, was there?
I'm sorry.
I've got to go into makeup, and the lovely lady does my wig and my makeup. It used to take an hour and a half.
It now takes
15 minutes, which scares the life out of me. So it takes 15 minutes to me going looking as gorgeous as I am to a 70-year-old man.
That's amazing.
Scary, isn't it?
It is. I was going to do the gag then about it's amazing that you're so committed to the part, you've grown your hair
there
great.
There you
and
go, folks, you yeah, see. Yeah, yeah. Rick live on the radio, 6 minutes to six. Go on,
Ricardo Hortini. The unofficial mayor of Merseyside.
Yes.
Right, let's just be serious for 2 seconds.
Go
you're
on,
doing
then.
A film for ITV, which you're filming in Malta called What We Did on Our Holidays.
What We Did on Our Holiday. Yeah, it's quite a moving story, actually. It deals with Parkinson's disease, and also it's a real roller coaster. It's about my character and his father's got Parkinson's disease, and it's a search for a half-brother. And also, like I said, it does deal with serious subjects. And then I am playing in September for the Beeb, a Catholic priest.
Really?
Yeah, anyone remembers the Thornbirds years ago?
Yes.
It's sort of a twist on that, and it's set in... Because I grew up in a little fishing village called London. actually a place called Kilburn, and it's a big Irish community, and I come from Dublin, so I know, you know, playing a Catholic priest, and it's set in Kilburn. It's about how my character falls in love and splits the Irish community. So and I start shooting that, and what else am I doing?
You're working with Steven Spielberg.
I didn't want to say, so I'm glad. So glad you want to. You know, I can't just wander around and go.
I dropped the name, so you didn't have to.
I am embarrassed like hell, am I? But no, we had the phone call. My manager had the phone call from DreamWorks because they were looking for a. They were saying, oh, I wonder who's the most high profile Cockney. That's what they call us in the Cockneys in the UK, and of course, other than Ray Winston. They sort of found out it was myself. I was, of course, playing Alfie Moon. So I'm voicing this character of a new animation. Of course, it's alongside Aardman, who do Wallace and Gromit, and also DreamWorks, who made Shrek. And I'm playing a character called Sid, who's this lovable rat, and Hugh Jackman's playing a character called Roddy, and Kate Winslet's in it, and Ian McKellen. It's a big old cast.
Yeah.
And Jean Reno plays the French.
Bill Nighy's in it as well.
Bill Nighy's in it as well, yeah. Great cast.
Fantastic. And
what else am I doing?
Yeah, well, you're having a baby.
Oh, well, listen, I've put weight on, but, you know, you're going a bit overboard, fat boy. Christy's having the baby, other half's having the baby. And, you know, this is absolutely true. And I'm going to tell you now, because you're probably going to read about it, but for everyone listening, I'll let you know the truth. She said to me, she saw, right, because we did this big thing in Hello recently. She saw recently, right, and it drove me mental. I mean, she's the one of the sort of girls, you know, you're going to the house, there's candles everywhere. Every time, why have we got candles? I'm tripping over the dog. We've got electricity, so the candles. So now she wants a water birth. You know, so we've been to this place in London. Apparently, I've got to get in with her. Now, I am queasy. You know me, Rick. It was bad enough getting her pregnant. But now I've got to be there when it's born. I've got to wear the Speedos. I've got water wings. I've got the flippers on. I'm going to be there. And she wants the baby born in water. I wasn't even there when it was conceived.
That's the worst thing about that whole thing is the picture of you in Speedos.
You know what I mean?
Don't do that in a low magazine, whatever you do.
Me belly hanging over the Speedos, me water wings on, and me little goggles. Yes, he's delivering the baby.
Hey, listen, we're out of time. We've got to go, but thank you so much for coming in, mate. And
we're still in Scrooge Tour a week Saturday, so some tickets left.
Okay, go and see him at the Liverpool Empire, and I'll see you before you go back down south. And
lovely.
Good luck with everything you do.
Cheers, pal. Take care, Liverpool. Bye-bye.
Shane Ritchie.
Hey, I'm gone.